The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We always check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt on Thursdays. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you are, too.
Well, we are. We've been having an interesting conversation today. Of course, today's Thankful Thursday. And I'm thankful for all those truck drivers out there who make sure that we get all the goods, the food and the goods and the things that we buy at the grocery store. We take it for granted that we can just walk in and buy them off of the shelf, and they have to get there somehow. And of course, the big topic from yesterday was President Joe Biden talking about how he wants ports to be open 24/7. And we're very blessed to have a great port here in South Carolina, aren't we?
We do. We have an amazing port. Actually, as soon as dredging is done, which should be pretty much any time now, we will have the deepest, widest port on the East Coast. And, you know, we don't see backups at our port. You know, We have done a great job making sure that these tanker ships, one of the biggest in the world, a little over 15,000 containers on it. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Come in, and you would think that would take, like, wow, when these ships come in, the people that are on them would be here in South Carolina for a while they're unloaded. They're back out within 24 hours. And so our port workers are just amazing. And it's a sight to see if you haven't been down to the port. And Joey, that's what's put us on the map for people wanting to come here and bring their businesses here. You see our amazing BMWs coming out, you know, going out. 76% of the BMWs made here are getting traveling out through the port, I think was the last statistic I saw.
Yep. All right, so let's back up for a minute there. You talked about how we don't have this backup that we're seeing. I mean, some of the images that we see from, like, off the California coast with these container these ships loaded with containers not being able to get in. How can we do it and they can't?
Well, I think, you know, good management. We have great people running our ports. You know, hats off to Jim Newsom. He's done a really great job. And we're just getting it done. Why they're having these backups, you know, our ports, we've fought very hard for them to be non-union. And I think, you know, you can get things done when you don't have somebody tying your hands. That's always been the way it's been. So we are doing a great job moving cargo, but you're right. Once we get it off, you know, the other thing that a lot of people don't think about is we have two inland ports, one here in Greer and one in Dillon. So we can move some cargo quicker because we do have a truck driver shortage, right? We need our truck drivers on the road, but we're fortunate that we can move our cargo on rail also, not just over road.
So for people who are not familiar with the port, for example, in Greer, it's literally almost in my backyard. Talk with us about that process. How does that work?
So, you know, instead of loading up containers and goods on a truck and moving it down to Charleston, is we rail it and we take it to, you know, we get to a lot closer and then put it on trucks and take it down to the port. So we're accomplishing a lot. We can move goods quickly. You see all those, you know, rail cars lined up. Mm-hmm. And we're helping our infrastructure, right? Because think about all the miles that we're keeping off of our highways.
Yep. And that's, you know, that's again, and I've had, I don't know how many phone calls from truckers this morning. I've taken as many as I could, but, you know, these men and women who are out there every day, it was really interesting to hear the president talk yesterday, because he made a big emphasis on the, we're going to have these operating 24/7. So many of my callers today who are truckers said, hey, look, we're almost working 24/7 anyway, even before the president said this.
You know, I was wondering when this would become a news story, Joey, about, you know, just goods not being on the shelves, because any mom who has an athlete that's been in fall sports, you can't find Gatorade.
Yeah.
For a month, you just got to kind of hit it when they're putting it on the shelves. And as I was going through grocery stores and I was telling David, I mean, why is nobody talking about this? You know, I'm talking about it. The governor's talking about it. We're worried about it. But on a national scale, we can't be the only ones. And now you're starting, you know, people are finally waking up and going, you know, in my lifetime, I tease somebody, I said, unless you live in the South and they're calling for snow, I've never really seen shelves bare, right?
Yeah.
But we're seeing that with all different kinds of goods. And I wasn't quite understanding the president's press secretary talking about how, you know, the U.S. Postal Service is not them. It's kind of not their problem. I'm thinking,
I thought they were a federal agency.
Exactly. And I thought, you control that. That's part of your cabinet. It's like, okay, so now that's not your problem. But I think what we're seeing is the Biden administration, their policies are imploding. And now it's starting to reach the general public, which is going to open up everyone's eyes.
Yeah.
And it's my hope is that will help us. You know, I say it every week, Joey, anybody who knows somebody in Virginia and New Jersey have governor elections here in November.
Right.
What a message to send to the Democrats. If we could take over the governor's mansion in those states, it would send a clear message. And you know, when the Biden administration says, well, we're not going to tax the middle class, this inflation, the cost, I mean, we're seeing now they're predicting record highs on heating this mm-hmm. winter.
Yep.
That's going to affect everybody. It's going to affect the poor. That's going to affect the well-off. That's going to affect the middle class. I don't know what they're talking about. They're playing smoke and mirrors, and I think people are going to see it now when they see it in their electric and their heating bills.
Well, and the thing with inflation and the cost of so many things that we do, you're talking about Gatorade a minute ago. It is crazy that you can't buy Gatorade, the traditional type Gatorade, especially the citrus type. When I was having my health issues and had the surgery back in August, the doctor said, you know, drink a lot of Gatorade. I couldn't buy it. I couldn't find it. Peg,
yeah.
You know, she's going from grocery store to grocery store trying to find Gatorade, and it's just crazy. And you're right. I don't know that I have ever been at a point in my life to where I had the money to buy something and I just couldn't buy it because it wasn't available.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing everywhere. And you know, it's always nice to have a play on words. You've seen that with this administration, this play on words of, oh, we're not going to tax the middle class. We're not going to tax the poor. When your gas prices go up, when your heating prices go up, when food prices go up because of your poor decisions, you are taxing everyone.
Yep.
You know, and the sad part is it hurts the people the most that can't afford it. And that's what President Trump's tax cuts did. It put more money in their pockets. It gave them more power to their dollar. It gave them more control over their lives. And we're seeing over and over again, the Biden administration is just taking that away. And I hope those people are all going to register to vote and they're all going to have a voice. We all have an equal voice at the ballot box. And that's what they need to do. They need to register to vote and they need to get out there and do it.
And the problem too with the inflation is it's not going to disappear overnight either. I mean, we're talking about this is going to affect, even if we were to make some quick changes, it will take a few years for this to go away. And as you said, it's hurting the low income. It's hurting some of the very people that Joe Biden supposedly is helping. It's hurting them the most.
Exactly.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evis, always good to talk with you. You be safe and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks so much, Joey. I hope you and everybody listening has a great weekend.
You too. Have a blessed Thursday.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.